This is DW News, and these are our top stories. A baby was among the five people killed after a man drove his car into a pedestrian zone in the German city of Trier. 14 others were injured, some seriously. Police have arrested the driver, a 51-year-old local resident. Police say that the attack was not politically motivated. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said the Justice Department found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the presidential election. It's a blow to President Donald Trump's efforts to challenge the election result, as he refuses to concede to Joe Biden. Beijing's space agency says Chinese space probe has touched down on the moon's surface. Its mission, to bring back rock samples to Earth. Something only Russia and the US have carried out successfully. This is DW News from Berlin. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at DW News or visit our website. That's dw.com.
Across Germany, construction is already underway. Temporary centers where, one by one, millions will soon be vaccinated against the new coronavirus. The only item running short, time. The number of COVID-19 deaths in December is expected to surpass last month's record high. More than any moment since the pandemic began, the decisions taken in December by millions of people will have one of two outcomes, life or death. I'm Brent Goff in Berlin. This is The Day.
For the first time since the pandemic hit in early 2020, we have hope.
In other words, I just want to say there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Vaccine developments have arrived faster than expected, and this is tremendous news.
You know, this could, if we're lucky, if everything goes right, this could be available just in a few weeks.
Help is on the way, but it's not here yet.
But we still have to be disciplined till we have reached finally a vaccination that is appropriate to eradicate this virus.
Also coming up on this World AIDS Day, the virus which the pandemic almost made the world forget.
What we've seen in at least HIV services is that early on we saw some dipping in terms of the number of people getting tested, the number of people getting put onto treatment, and that can have effects over the long term of increased deaths, increased new infections.
To our viewers on PBS in the United States and to our viewers all around the world, welcome. We begin the day at the beginning of our long, dark winter. Today is December 1st, and while there is much talk about the first COVID-19 vaccinations being given in Europe and the U.S. this month, it is a reality for a very tiny few. If and when a vaccine is approved and administered this month, the first recipients will be frontline healthcare workers and those living in nursing homes. For the vast majority, December and the start of 2021 will be spent much like October and November 2020, living with lockdown restrictions to avoid catching the virus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and U.S. President-elect Joe Biden have both predicted an end to this pandemic sometime next year, and they have warned that many more may die along the way. Now, this puts pressure on regulators on both sides of the Atlantic. Two promising vaccines are now up for approval, one from Pfizer and BioNTech, and the second from Moderna.
Finding effective vaccines is a crucial part of tackling the coronavirus pandemic. Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech have now both applied for emergency approval. Moderna hopes its vaccine could get the green light by Christmas.
Given the FDA has told us that our advisory meeting is likely to be on December 17, it is highly possible that between the 17 and Christmas, the product is approved.
If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gives the go-ahead, inoculations could start within hours, led by U.S. Vaccination Logistics Chief General Gustav Perna.
We should have up to 20 million doses by the end of the year. So as soon as we get approval, General Perna and his teams are going to get hold of a vaccine we have and start shipping it in the country. His goal is to vaccinate Americans within 24 hours from approval.
The company hopes its latest trial results will lead to speedy approval in other countries, too. In trials of the vaccine with more than 30,000 people, only 30 participants became seriously ill. All of them had been given placebo shots. This makes the vaccine 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Reported side effects include pain at the point of injection, chills, and fever. These symptoms usually resolve within 1 or 2 days.
On a personal level, when we saw the first interim results, I think we were all really, really relieved and enthusiastic. I can tell you when I saw the final results last night, they came in a little bit earlier than we had planned for. I allowed myself to cry for the first time.
The company says it will keep monitoring to check for any further side effects.
All right, for more, we want to go to Chicago and bring in Dr. Robert Murphy. He's executive director of the Institute for Global Health at Northwestern University's School of Medicine. Dr. Murphy, it's good to have you on the program. There's a lot of excitement with these vaccines, and we know that they will be approved. We're hoping they'll be approved soon. How quickly, though, can people be vaccinated?
They may be approved as early as the Pfizer vaccine may be approved as early as December 10th. And they have stated publicly that they are ready to distribute immediately after that. They've located a storage facility, which is very challenging for their vaccine because it has to be kept at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. That's minus 70 Celsius. That storage facility is conveniently located right outside of the city of Chicago. So for us, it'll be okay, but moving that around is going to be a challenge.
And we know the vaccination is a great thing, but isn't the United States missing a strategy in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic? I mean, when we talk about the development of a vaccine being a source of national pride, aren't we talking about what has happened in the last 12 months with people not even wearing a face mask? Is that not a source of national shame?
It's a disgrace. It's embarrassing. One of the wealthiest big countries in the world to completely mismanage this pandemic is horrific. And we have the highest death rate, highest infection rate of any high-income country. Over 20% of all the world's cases, only 4% of the population. This vaccine can't get here fast enough. Because we've done really such a terrible job in protecting the citizens of this country. A terrible role model in the world. Nobody should do it the way that we are doing. On the other hand, we also created Operation Warp Speed, which is why we're sitting here talking about vaccines that are coming out. So that's the good part of this whole thing. You know, 6 to 8 months ago, if you asked me or any of the other experts in the field, whatever country, every single one of them would have said you would never have a vaccine in 2020. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have two, maybe even three.
Yeah, it is. It's a marvel of medical science that we are living through right now. How quickly will an incoming Biden administration be able to take this marvel of medicine and get a COVID-19 strategy in place and running, including vaccinations?
Let's leave the vaccination separate. The Biden people already have their own basic shadow government. They have their own COVID panel already selected. They are already making plans. I would think that those plans will be put into place on January 20th, it will start right then. It's too late, but it is still going to help. Okay. We're going to get on track here.
You were quoted in a recent New York Times article saying that the Centers for Disease Control will have to be rebuilt. What did you mean by that? I mean, we're wondering in how bad of a state is the CDC? I mean, we thought we were talking about one of the world's leading infectious disease organizations.
It had been. It had been. It is no longer. It has been basically emaciated. It's been stripped of all its power and authority, taken over by politicians and incompetent leadership, starting at the beginning with the testing, when the German government actually offered to sell us some PCR testing that they had developed. And we turned it down. Oh, we can do it. And that was a huge mistake. The first batch that they made was didn't work. That set them back a month. And you know what happens with 1 month on this disease. We've had 4 million new cases in November alone here in the United States.
Yeah.
Total embarrassment. But anyway, CDC has screwed up from the beginning. They're, unfortunately, you've got people, politicians, got their hand in the policy making there and controlling what is said. I mean, there are good people at the CDC, but the leadership is terrible.
Yeah. Robert Murphy with the Institute for Global Health at Northwestern University School of Medicine. Dr. Murphy, we appreciate your time and your insights tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, be optimistic. The vaccines are going to be really helpful.
All right, we'll try. Thank you. Well, when the European Medicines Agency gives its approval to a COVID-19 vaccine, the European Commission must also give the vaccine the green light, a formality, and one expects that to take place at lightning speed. The president of the European Commission says 5 billion doses have already been secured for the European Union.
At the moment being, the member states are working on their vaccination plans and on the logistics for the deployment of tens of millions of doses of vaccine. Because just to say it, it's not the vaccine that is important, the vaccinations are important. So if everything goes well, the first European citizens might already be vaccinated before the end of December.
There's some positive thinking right there for you. Let's take the story now to our Brussels correspondent, Barbara Vasel. Good evening to you, Barbara. Ursula von der Leyen said this week something that we have heard a lot recently. It's not the vaccines that work, it's vaccinations that make vaccines work. Is the European Union prepared to bring those vaccinations once a vaccine is approved?
The big countries are, because they've had about 6 months to prepare for this. Since the early summer, there was talk about scientists making big steps and having great progress towards the vaccine. So governments could know that this was happening. And as you said earlier, the German government, for instance, has started to build special vaccine centers, and they also install those ultra freezers, their medical freezing units, that can keep this somewhat difficult BioNTech-Pfizer vaccine that needs to be kept in this extreme cold storage. And they say then the logistics from there to individual doctors, it all will have to be done within one way. So one day and people are being vaccinated then on the front line. So they have been working at it. The French President Macron has been talking about a huge national effort next spring to sort of bring the vaccine to the whole country. So many of the bigger countries are on the way to being well prepared. Some will call in the military, trying to get all the help they can. Some of the Eastern European countries, where the health systems are already struggling, they might have bigger problems and they might not be able to rustle up enough doctors and nurses and personnel to do this. But everybody who wanted help from Brussels could have it during the last months. There was no lack of goodwill and no lack of money.
Let me just ask you, Pfizer and BioNTech, they first applied for emergency use authorization in the U.S., not here in Europe. And BioNTech is a German company. Is there a perception that the regulators in the U.S. are maybe faster than in the EU, that the regulators can act more decisively in a crisis? I mean, what are you hearing there in Brussels?
The regulators in the U.S. can act whichever way